post-void drip. So a little bit of pee leaks out after you've already peed.
We're it's really embarrassing.
Yeah, and it's really common.
I mean, I'm not saying it's embarrassing.
For a friend.
For friends.
Asking for a friend. Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad Weening.
I'm Dr. Paul Zalzow.
Dr. Peter Ince.
This sounds like the gift that just keeps on giving.
Yeah.
It's one of the most common things I'm asked when I go to a party. Why is it that when I go pee, I walk out of the bathroom and there's a stain there? It's embarrassing.
It's like a trick
socially
pee.
Awkward.
Okay.
Okay, so, but serious, because it affects a
quality of life.
And I was going to say a remarkable number of people.
Yeah, and all ages.
All right, let's break it down.
So it's actually nothing very complicated. You think of, when you put a straw in water and you keep your finger on it and then you move it and you let go. Yeah. Well, what happens is after you pee, the sphincter shuts in the prostate. And you also have another sphincter underneath. And some pee gets stuck in there. And if things don't relax at the right time, when you walk out, the finger comes off the straw, you get those few drops.
And sometimes even more than a few drops for some
people. For some people. But right. It's enough that for people it stains through and it's a little socially awkward.
It can be.
You know, Pete, actually, this was inspiration for one of my Shark Tank ideas. Never brought it to fruition, but essentially yellow and brown camouflage underwear called Stain No More.
Only problem, a lot of times it goes through the underwear.
Right, so you'd have to have reinforced.
Camouflage pants, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark Cuban, if you're watching, reach out. We'll...
I'll write you a check for $1.5 million to buy your company right this very second.
Yeah, had a deal. Yeah.
All right, so the solution, very simple. You have to get rid of that little bit in there. So a lot of times it means double voiding. So when you pee, take a few seconds, try to pee again.
Okay.
You want to also, the big trick that works well, you stretch the penis, grab it by the head, pull it out, and then with your other hand, you want to put pressure underneath the scrotal. So between the scrotum and the anus, you push up on the urethra and then milk it out.
Yep.
And then release with your other hand. Do that 2, 3, 4 times and you'll milk out that excess little bit of urine. The other thing is...
Don't worry about the funny looks you'll get in a public urinal.
Yes,
thank goodness the trough at the gardens is gone.
Try to do it in a private setting. Mm-hmm. But the other important thing, you want to relax the sphincter muscles. So sometimes putting weight on one foot and then the other, or even if you're in a stall or at home, just take a couple of steps and then do the milking again. And then you'll probably get rid of those last few drops and your social life will improve dramatically.
What are you doing in there, honey?
One other tip that I read is even considering sitting down and leaning forward, just the allowing gravity and the angle to help facilitate it. But we're only talking about men here. Now, is this a problem for women as well? I know that their urethras are much shorter, so it's less of an issue, but...
Yeah, it's usually not. Women can have other issues where urine does come out and gets trapped in areas of prolapse.
Yep.
But usually not this typical post-void drip.
Okay, and most importantly, this is not something that's dangerous. It's not pathological.
No,
it's
not a sign of anything bad.
Okay.
Okay, and cousin of post-nasal drip, I guess.
Exactly.
Okay, so now you know this is a very, very common question. That's kind of why we did this video, is released in the comments. So if you like this video, please like it, subscribe to our channel, and share it with someone that you know that maybe suffers with this.
And don't be embarrassed about it. It's extremely common. It happens to many, many, many people. And here's some tips and tricks you can use with your tips and tricks.
It works.
And remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time. Thanks, Pete.
No problem.